This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got a lot to get to, but I need to open with some Hollywood news just because I think we might be getting people coming back to the theaters, which I think is extremely important for those who need theater work as their job, as their employment, and because I like going to the theater to see movies. I don't want to be home watching movies. I want to be out there. I want to be sitting in a seat. I like those reclining seats. So last week, I think we talked about how there's a movie called Godzilla Minus One. And there's been a lot of good reviews of it. And when you hear another Godzilla movie, I mean, there's been, what, almost 40 of them, right? You know, since the dawn of time. And you're like, really? They're going to remake another Godzilla movie? You know, come up with something new. I think people are sick of Godzilla. And no offense to Matt Broderick, who was a, you know, was a good actor, but whatever Godzilla movies he did wasn't that good. And then I think there was one with the girl from Stranger Things. I don't know. And they stunk. They really ruined the franchise, I think, some of these movies. Not the actor's fault, it's just the writer's stink. Well, this latest Godzilla Minus One, whoa, very well done. Wow. Like, I never thought I would like a Godzilla movie to the degree that I did. And I don't know if it's because there really wasn't a lot of politics. I mean, maybe there was a little post-World War II politics, but it takes place in post-World War II Japan. And I don't want to do any spoilers, but Godzilla, obviously, you know, affects those that are near Tokyo and other cities within Japan. And there is a lot of sci-fi stuff to it, but it's all in subtitles. So it's all in Japanese. And I'm already starting to pick up some words because there's, you know, Godzilla. So I know now some Japanese because, you know, you keep hearing. I like to, when there's subtitles, try to learn the language. I'm not going to learn the language in one movie, but I try to pick up on some words. I usually don't like movies with subtitles because I read quickly, but I want to think about what I read and I want to see, well, is there any, you know, a foreshadowing of that? And by then, they're already seven sentences ahead. But it takes place in post-World War II Japan, and the main character, awesome. All the characters, awesome. And they were able to take a movie, and even without Godzilla, it could be a good movie. And they, as I said, you didn't have the American politics and the climate change and the checking the boxes and the, it was all about the story. And how they could take a very well-done, maybe overdone story and put a fresh take on it. And apparently, for its opening weekend, which is good for a Godzilla movie, I think they made $11 million. My theater was packed. The theater I was in was already packed. And it landed number 3 for the chart. And I think it fell behind the Beyoncé film, Renaissance, and then The Hunger Games, which I haven't seen. I'm a little nervous about seeing The Hunger Games because the first Hunger Games was good, and then the sequels weren't that good. So I will see Hunger Games, just I haven't done that yet. But this movie is not a movie you see on Netflix. This is a movie that actually you kind of want to see in the big screen. And, you know, seeing a full theater made me feel good. I want to get as pre-COVID-19 as possible. And so what do you need to do? Well, one, just put a little time and effort into a good story. Now, I usually, you know, discredit those that are just rehashing old stories over and over and over again. But if you're going to take a movie and revitalize it and fix past mistakes, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Number two is please get the politics out of it. Yeah, there was some post-World War II politics, and for those of us who understand World War II history, we could pick up on that. But you didn't walk out of there feeling like you're destroying the planet. You're a bad person. If you vote for one person over another, you're stupid, you're evil, you're not cool, you don't belong. And, you know, knowing that the movie is already fake. This was not a true story, just to kind of clue you guys in. Godzilla was not a true story, okay? I know there are big fish out there that might look like sea monsters, but not a true story. I want a movie to take me away. I want a movie to make me escape reality for that time. And Hollywood just seems to be, nope, we need to incorporate real life. We need to restructure society. We need to have society start to do things differently. So we're going to show that it's cool when Brad Pitt does it, or when, you know, that's not what I need. I don't want to be manipulated during a movie. I don't need that. Just let me see a story. Let me see how you do the story. There was love, there was anger, there was conflict. Pretty damn good. Pretty damn good. So if I could give Hollywood any advice, right, whatever, and I don't know who made Godzilla, I should give credit where credit's due, but maybe follow their lead, because the reason why these movies are failing at the box office is when you do throw some politics into it, you might have a good story, and you might lose people because they think they're going to be, again, you know, dealing with propaganda or being manipulated. I don't think the Marvel's movie should have done as badly as it did. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't had time to see movies. I've been pretty busy. But I want to see the new Marvel movie because I love the whole Avenger thing. But you keep seeing headline after headline how the movie flopped. Did it really have to flop? I mean, it had Samuel Jackson, it had great stars. I mean, it's already following a successful franchise. Well, I think people feared that there was going to be, an agenda. And so already Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, with them changing the dwarfs to seven magical people, you already have people wanting to boycott the movie before it even started. And so I think we really need to start looking at what it is that makes people tick. I think Hollywood has been so afraid that they could get canceled or they could, you know, lose or get some bad headlines because they weren't necessarily bringing in some climate change or politics, that they're making movies that stink. And, you know, let's go back to old school movies and do good stories. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I grew up in the 80s, if I had a ski mask on my face and I walked into a bank, I would probably be wrestled to the ground, maybe shot, before I even made it to the teller. Right? You could not walk into a public place with your face covered because people who did that were notoriously those about to commit a crime. You don't really walk around, especially Las Vegas, Nevada, with a ski mask. It's not that cold. I mean, it does get cold, but you just don't walk into a bank. You don't walk into a public place because we need to be able to see your identity. And people covering their face were trying to hide their identity when they did rob a bank or attack a person. So there has been laws in multiple states, provinces, cities, banning face coverings that could, with the exception of religious reasons, that could, possibly be used to shield you from prosecution or from being arrested and allow you to perform a crime more anonymously. So this was nothing new. And when COVID hit, we changed those laws. When you mandated and said that you have to wear a mask, the day that happened, I'm like, okay, what's going to happen to the banks? In fact, I had a patient who was robbed by somebody who was wearing covering for COVID, walked right up. Nobody did anything. And he was very quiet about it, said, put a note, gave the teller a note, said, I have a gun. And I will shoot you right here if you don't give me the money or if you scream or say anything. Hands on the table so I can make sure you're not pushing any buttons. And security's just like whistling. I can't whistle. Almost. I'm learning how to whistle. I don't know how to whistle, but I'm trying to learn how to whistle. Other tellers laughing, joking around. And here she is about to be killed. Why? Face masks are okay. Comes up. You can hide your facial expressions. And so she ends up giving the money. You're supposed to, by the way, grab the note because there's forensic evidence on it. He grabbed the note, which means he knows how this works. Grabs the money, goes. Now, I think they were able to eventually catch him during another crime, but you just don't. Under the excuse of COVID, especially when a ski mask has never been medically endorsed for hazmat level protection of infectious disease, it's getting ridiculous. So no doubt Philadelphia City Council has passed legislation now to ban ski masks in some public places. According to AP News, the measure supporters say it'll increase public safety amid high violent crime. The legislation passed on Thursday with a 13-2 vote, now goes to Democratic Mayor Jim Kenney. He said he will apparently review the legislation and looks forward to our ongoing work with City Council on the urgent matter of ensuring public safety. Now, opponents say that's going to ban people who use balaclavas, the face coverings used by many people of Muslim religion. It will prevent people covering their face when it's cold. And so you couldn't use it in schools, recreational centers, parks, city-owned buildings, public transportation. And they want to see more than just your eyes. So anything that covers your nose and mouth, that could prevent there from being software that could identify you, banned. So why would people find a problem with this when Philly has had people being raped in the middle of the day on a train? Yeah, with nobody doing anything, or somebody walking his dog in Philly at 7 p.m. getting killed while he was mugged and he didn't have his wallet on him. Apparently opponents don't want police to approach somebody who is not doing a violent crime just because they're wearing a face covering. Now, I get that. You also don't want people, shall we say, discriminated against for religious purposes. And there's a lot of arguments going. If people come into, you know, our free country, should they assimilate and adopt our free sort of, benefits and, you know, adopt our culture, such that, you know, but in terms of religion, I understand there are many religions out there where you have to cover your face, but we are having ridiculous amounts of crime being done. And people are wearing ski masks. When you see these stores being hit by gangs doing retail theft, organized retail theft, they're wearing ski masks, just like criminals used to wear. And that's what people did pre-COVID-19. And as a physician, if anybody is arguing, no, we need to still allow ski masks, I don't know much about Philly. I've been to Philly once, but I don't think there's any ski slopes. Ski masks are for the ski slopes. Or let's say you're in Buffalo and it's a really, really bad winter and you're trying to protect your nose and ears and you're trying to stay out of the cold and you're in a hoodie and all that and you temporarily have to run out to your car. Yeah, I get or you have to be outside being there for the crosswalk. But if you are walking into banks, you're walking into places that have ambient temperature, I don't see how, with the exception of religious reasons, it is a problem to ask somebody, can you please remove your face covering? During the COVID pandemic, when people were refining their homes and went into a bank, the bank would ask you before you walked in to remove your mask for a picture. You have to, TSA asks you to remove your mask. Already the feds endorse, can you please remove your mask so we could see, and remove your hat so we could see you when you come in through customs or when you go through TSA. That, it's not the biggest earth-shattering thing. And it just kills me that we did a lot of things for the sake of science. If you really wanted to, when it came to the masks, protect individuals, give everybody the N95 masks, which at the time had the highest level of sensitivity, although not the most ideal for something like COVID, but it was better than a lot of the other crap. Hand those out. Tell people to wear them when they're around others, but by choice. But when you mandate, you got to wear a ski mask or some bandana. And people were putting underwear on them. Remember there was a woman in New Zealand who took off her panties because she was at a store and she got yelled at for not wearing a mask, so she took off her underwear and put them on her mouth? How is that sanitary? I mean, how, you're trying to do this to help people. You really want somebody breathing through what could be on their underwear, such as E. coli, around other people? It made no sense. And in fact, recent studies, which we spoke about earlier this year, showed that even some of these masks, including the N95 respirators, could cause issues from a carbon monoxide level. Because masks were only designed to be worn for the short patient interaction. You don't stand next to an Ebola patient forever. You don't stand next to somebody with COVID forever. So you wear a fresh, crisp, brand new dry mask for that interaction, and then you throw it out when you are away from that patient. That's how these masks were designed. They were never designed for 4 hours, 8 hours, 16 hours reusing. I have masks from COVID. In fact, I have a mask right here. Hold on. I got a mask right here. Oh, I don't know if I can pull it off. Oh, darn. Let me see what I have here. Hold on. I don't know if I, oh, gosh, I have the mask. It's on my little light. I use it as a light filter. This is a mask I have. I like rainbows. This is a mask I have from 2020. But we're still walking around with our masks. Not the smartest thing, people. So what we need to do is be a little smarter when it comes to approaching a policy, a public policy or a mandate that is in the name of health. And you know, when you look at public safety and rapes and murders and thefts and store owners and the voters are saying, can we please do something so you can, because people are going to be less likely to commit a crime if they're out there in the open and you're allowing them to have a cloak. I get you could still technically identify somebody with their eyes, now especially mine with my lash extensions, but the average person, okay, they have brown eyes. They're 6'5", or they're 6'2", they're 200 pounds. You could, yeah, maybe identify them, but when somebody's face is out there in the open and there's cameras, and a security guard walks up to you saying, I think it does then hopefully prohibit crime. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is warning travelers that bad weather could affect holiday travel. In his speech, he also stressed that 2023 has seen the lowest commercial flight cancellation rate in the last 5 years, and they do plan on holding airlines accountable for cancellations and delays. Former President Trump denies being an insurrectionist. This in response to the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring him from the state presidential primary. U.S. and Mexican officials are sitting down to try and solve the border crisis. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. The White House saying that Congress has not succeeded in passing substantial immigration reform. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. D-A-L-I-A-A. What am I doing? No, it's D. Sorry. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. All right. Hey, you know, hey, it's Monday. Cut me some slack. Lillian asks, if you're allowed to refuse getting COVID tested at work, what are your rights? So this is interesting. I am no Supreme Court constitutional expert. I know, big shock. Shocker there. Yeah, I wish I were. I wish we got more constitution in school. I think got a couple weeks on it. Learn the Bill of Rights, learn how the law happens, but in terms of the nuances of our rights, not a lot of learning. We should self-educate on that, as many people are noticing that many other constitutional rights probably are being trampled on. But COVID testing, this is a little tricky. Because whenever there's a public health slant on something, public officials get a lot of leeway. And that's why we had all the BS happen with all the mandates, because it was for the argument of public health. Some liar said that if you get the COVID vaccine, you will not be spreading COVID to anybody else. And that's not true. Those of us who are vaccinated can still spread COVID. The reason why I wore masks, which is why I don't understand why they wouldn't really talk to doctors who weren't, you know, receiving some sort of secondary gain from government to go with the narrative. I wore a mask in my practice for years because if there was a patient, but per patient, I mean, I wouldn't wear it all the time because you have to breathe and you have to throw it out and get a new one. But if it was flu season, I didn't want to go and see a patient who was there for, let's say, a pap smear and didn't know that they had the flu, spread the flu, because you remember, you're contagious 2 or 3 days before you even start getting symptoms of a lot of viruses. So I didn't want somebody to expose me to something that I turn around, go to the next room, and then spread to them. So I would wear a mask so I didn't pick something up and then breathe it back out. And was there a lot of science behind that? Maybe no, but I figured, you know what? It would at least be a layer of protection. But, you know, I was vaccinated for the flu myself, but you could be vaccinated. See, what does a vaccine do? A vaccine boosts your immunity so that when a virus is in you or a bacteria is in you, before it's able to set up shop, it could be attacked and mitigated. Viruses will take over cells to have them use their machinery to build more viruses, then explode that cell and then move on to other cells. Bacteria will land at a site and then grow, divide, and multiply. And so a vaccine teaches your body what something might look like, so that when it is floating around doing what it does, there's enough troops that identify it and know that they can attack it. But in order for your immune system to work, it implies that that pathogen is in your body. My immunity doesn't go across the street and attack my neighbor. My immunity doesn't go to my patient in room 2. And start punching the patient. It will fight anything that that patient gave to me that got into my body through my respiratory tree, into my bloodstream, to my organs. So I really don't understand how the CDC, how people who are physicians were so obtuse about the COVID vaccine and allowing a narrative saying, look, if you got the vaccine, you will not give it to anybody. They know nothing about immunity. Now, there is an argument that if you get the flu shot, you know, you get the COVID vaccine, you will be less likely to have active illness. And when you have active illness, you will spread a higher viral load, or you could spread bacteria depending on the type of illness. That is true. You will have a lower viral load, but to mandate vaccines or to mandate certain things to do under the guise of as long as you do it, you won't spread anything is a lie. And when we would say that, we were vilified. So now, the COVID testing. Can you refuse COVID testing? Is it your constitutional right? It is your constitutional right to decline somebody sticking a swab in your nose. But your work will have the ability to fire you if you were hired with policy in place that if they have to do public health measures, you comply. Especially if you have one of these at-will states where they could fire you even if for no reason at all. They don't even have to give you a reason. And so you might not want a swab in your nose. For me, I love the idea of there being the option. You want to wear a mask? You can wear a mask. You want to get the vaccine? You can use the vaccine. I love that we have the COVID vaccine. I think it is fantastic that we have a tool. You just don't force it on people. Same thing with the mask. You don't cause people to be shot and stabbed for enforcing a law when they are law enforcement. Just no mandates. Don't do mandates. But if you want there to be vaccines, there's vaccines. You want there to be, it's available to you. So COVID tests, in fact, the federal government is going to be distributing free COVID tests to schools across the U.S. The Department of Education has partnered with the Administration for Strategic Preparedness and Response, a division within the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, to distribute over-the-counter rapid antigen COVID-19 tests to schools. I think that's nice. If a student has symptoms, a nurse being able to swab somebody for flu, swab somebody for strep, swab somebody for COVID, that could save parents a lot of money. But mind you, it has to be somebody who is medically trained, because I understand. Didn't somebody allege that they sustained a skull fracture because somebody rushed and shoved the applicator up into the nasal cavity so deep? Because remember, you had to get posterior nasopharynx, that's deep. That's just not your vestibule, you know, where you kind of, you know, where you can pick your nose. That's really deep high up. And that kind of scared people in terms of training and those who could adequately manage and run a test. But if it's vestibule, you know, I don't mind it. I think that's fine. The problem I have is in our family, half of us tested positive, half tested negative with the same COVID tests. And we all had the same symptoms. My only problem is a negative rapid test means jack diddly squat to me. Now, if it's positive, that's very valuable. But when people say, I don't have COVID, it's negative, and then they go, they get a PCR, they get it tested again, they go, oh, I guess I'm positive. Well, yeah, having a negative rapid test stinks. So I am hoping they're updating them to be a little bit more accurate, because I'm seeing some really, really poor sensitivity on some of these brands. But, you know, having rapid tests at schools for people to be able to, I think it's nice. And, you know, you can get your own COVID test. You get 4 free ones, which is 2 boxes of 2 tests each from COVIDtest.gov. But you should, if you do not want something done to you, you have a right to say no. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be a workplace that you could be at. And I think a lot of people are already kind of figuring that out, that there's a lot of loopholes for employers to be able to fire you. I mean, look at how the military let people go. Now they want them back, but please just use proper science, for the love of God. Because if you're forcing people to get COVID tests, they're negative, but it's the rapid test which could miss something. Now it's starting to not make sense. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil.
In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dahlia. I'm just not used to telling people, follow me on X. What is X? Well, X is the new Twitter. We're going to have to say X. I wish I had a different name, because X is already, you know, doctor, you bring up X, talk about X-ray, or, I don't know, X marks the spot. I think that's a little odd. But social media platform X, Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So waited tables, tended bar, tips. I love tips. Tips were the bulk of my money because I was only making a very small wage. I think you made $1 or $2 an hour because you would bring home tips. And I get
having been a tip worker, you need your tips. But the tip culture is getting so bad that now there's scams. And what is that phrase, I would rather say sorry than ask for permission and be turned down? I forget what that saying is. And I guess people are turning to social media to show us how the tip percentages are not truly 15%, are not 20%, are not truly 25%. They're inflated. There's a couple other scams that are going on out there as well. So for me, I usually don't have my glasses on, so I don't read the fine line. So when they do suggest a tip, I don't usually use those because I can calculate 20% easily. I know you're not supposed to tip on the tax, but I do. So if the total came to $30 for lunch, which is kind of expensive, right? I would give 20%. So that would be, what, $6? I'd leave $6 on that, maybe more. But sometimes the suggested tip amount, right, says $6.25, $6.35, $6.95, and you're like, what are you talking about? Okay, $3 is 10% of 30. You double that, that's $6. And that's even on the tax. So please be careful when you see those, because if somebody does call them on it, they're like, oh my gosh, the software is completely off. I don't know where they got that. I'm going to fix the software. Thank you for bringing that up. And nothing happens. Remember I told you that we are hearing from people that say they aren't getting their change by default. By default is the person behind the cashier, cash register just keeps the money. And you have to go, excuse me, as they walk away. Excuse me, can I get my change? Thank you. So the default isn't you getting your change these days. It's you having to, the default is them just keeping it. This is getting kind of bad. Now, this is a fascinating article. I could see why, where some of these pictures came from, so we got to take some of this with a grain of salt. But BuzzFeed has 26 photos that prove tipping culture has gotten out of control. And I guess there is a Best Western that has a scan in the elevator asking for a tip. So are you tipping the elevator now? Now, when you read the sign in Best Western's defense, it says scan and leave a tip. Fast and easy way to say thanks to the staff members. Now, I have not stayed in a Best Western for a while, but I have seen hotel prices really go up and all the extra fees that they add to it. People get so mad when they come to Las Vegas. They say, Dr. Dahlia, it said $150 for the room, yet I'm not walking out of there $230 a night. Well, it's because there's the resort fee. There's the convenience fee. There's tax fees. There's all this other stuff. There's internet, whatever. So, on top of that, they're asking for tip. And I feel bad because for those of you that don't get to work a tip job, you're really losing out. Tip money really boosts your salary. It is really nice. But these companies are realizing that people would rather work from home or work for tips. So they want to help their staff out. So in the elevator, you might be asked to leave a tip. There's a landlord where for rent payments, I think this was posted on Reddit, where the rent was $1,548. And then they asked, do you want to leave a 15% tip, 20% tip, 25% tip? Now, I've never saw my landlords, any of my landlords I've ever had, I never saw them, which is kind of nice. If a repair had to be done, that should be included in the part of the rent because they're the ones that get to own the property and rent it out. And if I didn't, it's not my fault that the roof is leaking. They should fix that. But apparently, landlords are starting to ask for tips. Why not? You don't ask, you don't get. That's kind of what's happening right now. There's been passive aggressive comments. And so I was at this one place. I don't want to name the restaurant. I love it. They have really good deli. And I think they stopped that because the next time I went in there, they weren't as aggressive. But you tip when you ask for food. Then you pay for your pickup and leave. They ask for a second tip. And it was now the front, not the back, because you're tipping the back, and now the front's like, you know, and they're shaking their change jar. I'm like, oh, come on, don't you want to give us money, too? And it's like, especially when already the food is kind of overpriced. And so people are starting to be a little more aggressive when it comes to tips, where they will now be rude. It's almost like they could actually give you the evil eye, whatever, you not paid for a tip. I was at a restaurant, and it's one of these restaurants where you go up and you order the food and then you pick it up, or somebody might bring it out to you. But it's not necessarily a sit-down restaurant where, can I have more water? Can I have more napkins? Can I have my, you know, you go, you order your food, and then you get your tray. And so there was something that I was at with the table. We were missing something. I go run up and buy an extra one. Run up, buy an extra one. Again, they're asking for tip. Well, we're going to tip when we leave. We're going to put money on the table. And it's just frustrating. So you might get a message, remember your waiter doesn't have a salary. I don't understand that. All waiters should have a salary. In a coffee shop, it said barista wages start at $5.15 an hour. You are expected to tip. No, you're not. Gratuity is a voluntary expression of gratitude. Voluntary. Once you start to make expectations, you're raising the price point. It's not cool. There was a park near somebody's house that had a tap to give. So I guess if you want to look over the bridge, and it looks like it's just a little river, they want you to tip. Not sure why. Kitchen appreciation. We talked about that. We talked about self-service checkout. There was a self-service checkout where they asked for a tip. Now, does that mean you get to tip yourself? Come on. So I think this is pretty funny. Additional tip. Be careful. When you pay, when you're at a place and they're asking for tip, there's two lines for tip. I think what they're hoping is that you'll forget. So I've seen this. I've seen the amount of the food, tip, additional tip. So what, you're going to tip, let's say, $20. And you know what? Why don't I add an extra $5 to my additional tip? It doesn't make any sense. But I think they do that because if you don't ask, you don't get. Cable rides, this is fascinating. So there was a tip tax where there was a tax on the tip. So somebody paid $55.85, had their sales tax of 6%. The tip came to $4.72, which, by the way, that's less than 10%. So that's a low tip. Then there's a tip tax, and then the total came to $64. So I don't know whose receipt this was, but they're not supposed to tax you on the tip. The tip is supposed to come after. So just look at your receipts. There's a lot of little games. I told you I was at a hotel, and I expected my bill to be a couple hundred, and it was $500-$600 because they decided to, rather than charge me $89 for a night, $357. And it took them getting the manager after multiple requests to go, yeah, that was a mistake. Just watch what you're paying, people. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.